All right, what's going on, people? It is now January 9th, and it's been 3 days since my 40th birthday, and I have to say that I appreciate life as it is. I appreciate the situations that I'm in, the world that I live in, and the way life is working out so far. So what can I say about being 40? Well, the initial turn of being 40 and everyone around you kind of is a funny thing, because everybody starts to say, oh, now you're over the hill. You know, everything is going to go south from here. But if you've been in my shoes in the past year or so, December of 2018, I had my first surgery ever to my knee. I had a meniscus surgery, and whether I thought I could or could not come back to playing or being able to train again was in my mind, but I knew that it was minor, it wasn't that great of a big deal as a ACL surgery. So I committed to making myself better in terms of my fitness, in terms of my strength and my legs, so I can get back to playing again. And it's been a year and a month now since my surgery, and I can say that I'm definitely a little bit stronger. In terms of being fit to play, it's a different story. But I'm happy on what the progress has been in the past year, being able to, you know, work out in the morning, get to work, and do whatever I have to do with my family, stuff like that. So it's been great. I can't complain that one bit. I think I feel more fit now than I did when I was in my 30s. I look a little bit more fit, and I know I definitely don't look anywhere near a 40-year-old should look like, so that I have to thank the genes for. So now, what does being 40 entail? Well, I don't know. Everybody's 40 is different. Right now, I'm still trying to find where I fit in this niche of life. As a coach, obviously, we can never become a master coach, because there's no such thing as a master coach. There's things as good coaches that always want to learn, and obviously, if you want to become a good coach, you have to continue to learn. That's just like with anything, with even being a parent. You know, coaching is sometimes being a parent to kids or your team. You have to be able to lead them into a direction in which for them to be successful. Successful doesn't have to be by the matter of wins, but being successful at what they're trying to do in life. Did they achieve it? Did they not achieve it? Obviously, as coaches, we want to win all the time. But then we have to be realistic in terms of who do we have on the roster. I think, you know, do we really have a team that can do that much? Or this team can do so much more, but they're holding themselves back. Either or, there's going to be successes. The one kid you didn't expect to flourish, flourishes. You know, the one kid who's worked his ass off is continue to work his ass, but he's an example to the rest of the team. You know, the guy who you appointed captain is holding his own. He's holding his ground. He's doing what a captain does. You know, successes like that are, for me, what make coaching credible, make what coaching fun, make it enjoyable. You know, and then obviously getting more and more kids that are falling in love with in what you do and how you do it. Obviously, here on Long Island, we have a lot of soccer coaches, a lot of people with knowledge. So it's kind of hard for somebody to decide, you know, where do I want to go? Who do I want to play for? And such. But the players that come and play for me, I'm very proud of. I am very fortunate enough to have said, or fortunate enough to say that, yes, I coach so-and-so. I have had many players come through my way And I am proud of every single one of those players. Sometimes those players never liked us, but then at the end they come back and say, you know what? You taught me a lesson. It was because of you that I made it this far, because you changed the way I think about the game, on how things should be done, on the way you prepared us for college soccer. But preparing for college soccer also prepares you for life afterwards. So for me, that is better than any trophy. So it is 3 days after my 40th birthday. And I have to say, on January 9th, going on to January 10th, I'm a happy guy. I can't complain. So we'll see what the rest of the 40 brings about. More updates later. You know, I'll come on and say hello, see what's going on, and talk to you guys soon. All right? All right, everybody, enjoy your evening.